It is almost time to celebrate our nation's birthday on the 4th of July, which means in addition to backyard barbecues, family gatherings, and picnics, we are going to see fireworks displays all across our Commonwealth and our country. From community and nonprofit fireworks displays to setting them off in your own backyard, these fireworks will be everywhere. As a legislator, I receive hundreds of complaints on this topic each year. And I hear you. And it sounds like a lot of my colleagues in the General Assembly do as well. Our guest today is the sponsor of legislation working its way through the General Assembly that would put greater restrictions on when certain fireworks can be set off. We're going to talk about how we got to this point and why we both support these common sense reforms in this legislative proposal. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of Kristen's Corner with me, your state senator, Kristen Phillips Hill, as we look into how we best address fireworks in our Commonwealth moving forward. And I want to welcome our guest today, who comes from Bucks County in southeastern Pennsylvania, Representative Frank Ferry. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, Representative Ferry, you and I served alongside each other in the House for two sessions, and I know how passionate you are about protecting Pennsylvanians. So, Representative Ferry, for our listeners, in addition to being a legislator, he also serves our communities in several other ways.
Yes, I've been a volunteer firefighter in my home community now. It's a year. This month actually starts my 33rd year in doing it. So it's been quite a long time, and I've served as the fire chief of my community for the last 21 years. So I'm third generation on my dad's side. My grandfather on my mom's side did it. So a lot of history in the fire service. And obviously I have responded to calls relating to fireworks, and we'll talk about that a little later in the program. The dangers that come with shooting off fireworks and how they need to be used safely.
I appreciate that very, very much. In 2017, we were both in the House. The legislature and the governor approved a massive proposal that, in addition to many other things, legalized the use of commercial-grade fireworks. Up until that point, it was legal to set off ground fireworks, but nothing that shot into the air. Commercial fireworks changed that entirely.
Yes, and the part of the issue that arose with the legalization of consumer-grade fireworks is it wasn't done through the traditional legislative process, where it's a bill that comes through a committee and then passes one chamber, goes to the other chamber, goes through that committee, and you can amend it along the way. It was included within the tax code, which is one of the budget bills, which I believe both of us voted against because of the inclusion of fireworks. And since 2017, I've had legislation that kind of addresses several of the points that probably should have been addressed with the legalization of fireworks. So, the bill in 2017 highlighted how quickly something can become legal. But now we're trying to work it back a little to have proper controls over the use of consumer fireworks.
Great point. You and I both voted against this bill. It was not the traditional process. I share with my constituents back home, this is a dangerous time of year in the legislature. We all have to be on our A games because you never know what's going to pop up before you for a vote. And you want to make sure that you represent everyone well. But I think one of the things that really needs to be emphasized is that no one wants people to not be able to enjoy the 4th of July holiday. It's our nation's birthday. We all want to celebrate, and we all need to be responsible as we do it. So who doesn't love some fun fireworks displays every 4th of July? And I say that assuming that they are used responsibly. So the calls and emails that I receive after Independence Day are typically complaining about these fireworks going off at all ends of the night. And a lot of times they're set off well after the holiday is over, and that's really where the problems start. So a legislative survey that I conducted 2 years ago found that more than 71% of those who participated in the survey said that they would favor a repeal of Act 43 of 2017 altogether. Nearly 83% of constituents who took my survey said that they support increased fines and penalties for setting off fireworks in violation of Act 43 of 2017. If you have young children at home and you just put them to bed and one of those bottle rockets goes off and your kid is up for the entire night, you are not happy. And fireworks, they also wreak havoc and cause great distress for our pets, for farm animals. I hear from farmers who have trouble with their livestock when fireworks displays are set off. And finally, the one that really I think is most tragic of them all is our veterans. We have veterans who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and they have really serious challenges when fireworks are set off nearby. So it's a host of issues, a host of challenges, but Representative Ferry, I think you'll agree with me. These fines are currently too low.
They are. The fines for illegally using a consumer-grade fireworks, the fine is $100. So think of it in context that myself and four of my friends are shooting off fireworks. I get cited for it. Everybody throws $20 in the hat and the fine's paid. You know, and what I've experienced, you know, when we've had fireworks shot illegally, I remember in particular, there were people that were intoxicated shooting fireworks, which is in violation of the current law. And they were shooting them within 150 feet of a structure, which, again, the current law prohibits. So you truly need a 300-foot circle away from all structures. And you need to be standing in that middle of that 300-foot circle to legally shoot fireworks. And that is the current law. We're not changing that. But I found that the public is not very informed of that issue. So you have people shooting fireworks illegally that may not shoot them illegally if they actually knew the law. And that's part of what we get into with the piece of legislation that has already passed the House and is now working its way through the Senate. And we're hopeful to have some positive results in the coming weeks with that on the Senate side of things. But the informing the public of how fireworks can legally be shot is one of the components of my House bill. The retailer of fireworks will either provide you a piece of paper that explains the laws of Pennsylvania, or will have a sign prominently displayed at checkout that explains where you can legally shoot fireworks. And that's something that's pretty important. To the senator's point, there is no cap on when fireworks can be shot. So if you happen to have a neighbor that has a large parcel of land and has the clearance around those buildings to legally shoot fireworks, they could literally shoot fireworks at 2 a.m., 365 days a year. And my office has gotten the same complaints that you talked of. Pets being scared. I don't have a farming district, but I understand the concerns with livestock. We've heard from our veterans. I have a 2-year-old and 3-year-old at home. And now that I have children, certainly my wife reacts differently to fireworks when we get them to bed after an exciting, you know, 4th of July, where we've been at parades and picnics and the kids have had an exciting day and they're exhausted and we put them to bed and then somebody's shooting fireworks all night. So we've experienced that in our house as well. So the legislation caps the time to shoot fireworks at 10 p.m. throughout the year. It does give some exceptions around New Year's Eve and July 4th. So those that want to celebrate and are doing so legally have a little more time to shoot off fireworks.
Well, I hear from fire chiefs. You're a fire chief. I hear from my police chiefs, hundreds of additional constituents after every 4th of July. Again, their biggest complaints, just what you talked about. Fireworks being set off at all hours of the night. Penalties not strong enough to deter someone from breaking the law. And a lot of people who don't know what the law is, and, you know, law enforcement being stretched and having challenges with responding to everything that they have to respond to, and then additional fireworks calls. So I think that House Bill 2157 is a major step in the right direction to rectifying this issue moving forward. And I really want to thank you for your ongoing commitment to addressing this issue moving forward. So, Representative Ferry, thank you so much for your time and your advocacy. If folks want to learn more about you, learn more about this legislation, where can our listeners find you?
Sure. They can go to repfarry.com. That's repfarry.com.
Well, that concludes another episode of Kristen's Corner. Our guest today was State Representative Frank Ferry from Bucks County. And for more information on today's program, please check out my website at senatorkristen.com. This is Kristen Phillips Hill signing off. I hope that you have a safe and happy 4th of July holiday, and we'll talk to you again soon.